to discuss what Sunday does today. It will be the last part. We move on to Mother Universe. That will be the final verse in order. That will be called next. Then, that will be it. Series, except there is an addition of the upper smara resta. Earlier from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a condition of almost total lack of consciousness arising from disturbance of the dhatus due to greed is so this Vyabhichara Bhava also occurs in Vatsalya Ras. Here is an example. O best of the Yadus, for a long time, he is foaming at the mouth like the shore of the ocean. Her arms are moving about like waves in the ocean. She sometimes whirls about presumably when Krishna went to Mathura, left Vrindavan. So this is a how that's sort of unique, it seems. Of course, we know that there are 33 Vyabhichari Bhavas, and the other ones also exist. This is the example from the 10th canto of Harsha, of joy. Right, not all the Vyabhichari Bhavas are present in all. Sthayi Bhava in Vatsalya is the rati, of course, in which there is compassion towards Krishna. This is the word. The Vatsalya rati of Yashoda and others is at the stage of very intense raga. by its very nature. So if you remember, Yashoda is perpetually, always in this, internally in the raga mode. Always on the level of raga. Let's see what this means. So, Vatsala, first we look at Vatsala Rati and then see Prema, Sneha, and Raga in Yashoda. With anxiety, she constantly gazed at the path by which Govinda would return. Besides, this happens. It happens over and over again. Knowing from talking to others that Krishna was being glorified by the same. Let's say from the Lord, he still is her child. But then, this is shows an example of prema. Doesn't work. The same thing here, another example. When Krishna went with an eager heart to Kurukshetra to observe the solar eclipse, people glorified. Wipe the tears from his face, while Nanda and Yashoda's prema simply increased even more. It doesn't seem to have any effect on Nanda and Yashoda. Their love only seems to increase even more for Krishna as their own son. It's quite inconceivable. Jiva Goswami gives a detailed commentary on this. I reproduce some aspects of it for Devaki said to Yashoda, this is 10:82:38. Before these two boys have ever seen their real parents, you acted as their parents. Telling Yashoda that these are actually my children, not yours. And she's saying that this is these words. So Jiva Goswami says, but although Devaki said because of her feelings for her son, whom she was meeting after such a long time. This is indicated by the fact that Yashoda did not give any reply. So this is an example of prema, where despite hearing contrary statements from Devaki, Yashoda's love is not stronger for Krishna. Now the example of Sneha. Poetic metaphorical description. The Ganga River has sprung up the stream. Rivers, you clearly desire to see the face of your son. So Yashoda is in complete agony when Krishna is not with her, crying. And so this is the quality of Sneha, which is from Lord. And then there is Raga. Raga means that, we saw this in Satya also, that the person is willing to give up the Raga. Now, if you remember in the different verses, we looked at separation, meeting, and the different. But not having met at all. That's also present in Vatsalya Ras, and the example is given of Devaki and others. Because Devaki did not see Krishna, you know, like in his grown state ever. Of Devaki, the daughters of Devaki refers to all the sisters of Devaki. There is also Vyoga, which means we have met and now we are separated. The separation of the meeting is for Yashoda in 10:46, 28 and a half. In Mathura, she poured out her tears and milk flowed from her breast. Another example of that. Just see, now that Krishna has gone to Mathura, him her body by falling roughly on the ground. She shouts, "Oh my son, oh my son." The mother is supposed to welcome the daughter-in-law into the home. This is what we hear. Struck my head with a thunderbolt because it took away Krishna. So this is Yashoda speaking. And millions of cows, which give continual milk like fresh nectar, for fickle Krishna does not steal their fragrant yogurt. So he so like as if she's lifeless. Dainyam my son. Oh dear, is my son wandering about near you? Oh bees, in a confused mind, the suffering Yashoda wandered about in all directions, asking news of you. This is Uddhava speaking to Krishna. Seeing Krishna for the first seeing Krishna, meeting for the first time. When Vasudeva's wives for a short time their flowing breast milk dampened their new bodies. Their affection milk sprang from their breasts, they were overwhelmed with delight and the tears from their eyes. Now there is, surprisingly enough, permanent association, or not surprising. And Jiva Goswami gives a very, very long commentary on this verse. So I just want to take it recently. Fixing her eyes on the beauty of your moon-like face, fragrant as a lotus, so permanent association. How is it that Yashoda is permanently with Krishna? This is our dear relatives who suffer in separation from us, that is you, as we come back to brother. So Krishna makes this promise, and Jiva Goswami starts with this because he says Krishna cannot break his promise. So, and in fact, Krishna returned to Vraja is also explained by Uddhava in the Bhagavatam. This is 10:46:35. Having now surely fulfilled his promise to you by coming back. So Uddhava is saying this to the gopis. Bhagavatam 10:46:34, infallible Krishna, the Lord of the devotees, will so Jiva Goswami starts by saying that Krishna will return to satisfy his parents. This is 10:46:34, means that there will be permanently, Krishna will permanently live with them. Otherwise, you cannot satisfy them. If he goes back, then they are not satisfied. This is Jiva Goswami's point. So he said, now, is described. The translation is, killing Dantavakra, Krishna then crossed the Yamuna river and went to Braj. He greeted and comforted his grieving parents. He was embraced by them who were covered in tears. He bowed to all the elder cowherd men and comforted them. He satisfied all of them there with plenty of cloth and ornaments. Also in the Bhagavatam, after the battle, O lotus-eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years to us. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless, as if there are Krishna had transferred all the people of Mathura to Dwarka, so there is nobody to meet there. And that Krishna returned to Braj just as he desired. Therefore, one should put aside disagreement where he was staying. So Krishna's return to Dwarka after that was enacted through another of his forms suitable for Dwarka. So once Krishna returned, then the person who went the cows, the animals and birds, taking shining forms by the mercy of Vasudeva, mounted an air to all the inhabitants of Raja, then entered Dwarka while being praised by the Devatas. Returning to Vraja. The description of attaining the Supreme Vaikuntha is called this special manifestation of Vrindavan, the unmanifested form. And having entered there, Krishna made all their unmanifested forms which already existed there in Nitya Lila. Narad, Krishna, on leaving all of the palaces with 16,000 forms, would merge those forms into one form and enter into Sudharma Hall. So, the concept that the Nitya Leela associates of Krishna, Yashoda and Nandarava Nitya associates, and they are there in Goloka Vrindavan, and then parts of them descend into the material world. As we see here, then those parts are merged back into the Nitya Leela forms. This is what Sri Goswami is saying. And the Alamban is a son or other offspring. When a Dasya or Sakya Bhakta cannot discern if the Lord has Rati for himself, that means if there is no reciprocation from Krishna in these rasas, his Priti Rasa weakens and Preya Rasa disappears. Preya Rasa and Vatsala Rasa. We discussed these three over the last few weeks. Example, he gives many examples. Balaram's Sakya Rasa is mixed with Dasya. Mixed with Dasya and Sakya. Ugrasen and others have Dasya mixed with some Vatsala. Aged gopis with a joking mood is set. So it's not predominant, it's mixed with the Vatsala. Sakyas. Dasya is predominant, some Sakya. Same thing with Garuda and Uddhava. Some say that Aniruddha and other grandsons have Dasya mixed with Sakya Ras. In this way, the mixture of rasas should be understood in other devotees also. Jiva Goswami makes a curious comment. He says that in
and Mother Devaki and Mother between two mothers. Yeah. Before these two boys had ever seen their real parents. And just as I need protect the eyes. Indeed, and their own feet. This is Mother Devotee speaking to Mother Jasoda. So what we understand from here? That Mother Devotee is and his mother Yashoda in Vrindavan. It should be understood that Yashoda did not pay any attention to this. But the dramatic, if you go in the commentary on this, contribution to Mahaprabhu's distribution of Braja friends. Because in third chapter of Leela, there is a significance given. Who can give Braja friends? Who can give question came, like can Abhita Acharya give, can Nityananda Prabhu give, can Radha Abhilila chapter 2, that yuga dharma pravartane hai amsa haite amabina annanare braja premati. So Srila Prabhupada translated that to perform in particular way. So Krishna himself speaking in this verse that is established by amsa or plenary portion. Yuga dharma established by the yuga avatar. But this is a rare occasion we are taking that out of 70 each Manu origin to bring Krishna appears in this. It is very rare. If you really calculate, we are extremely fortunate. That's why it is devotee to get this opportunity. It will take four. You know, the biggest problem I find, I don't feel like it's serious. And it is a long duration, like it's almost impossible to get. But we got it by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and sending the Prabhupada to the world. He is the bishop in Vrindavan. All the cross. He sanctioned, that's why Nityananda Prabhu is giving. He sanctions all the Prabhu is giving. We should not be sentimental, we should be very pure. Gardener, Mahaprabhu is the tree, both. He is the Krishna Prem. He is also gardener. And Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, they are lean. So who is giving the branches means, but who is giving the juice to stay alive in flourishing Krishna consciousness? Who can distribute this Krishna consciousness? He cannot distribute. So what is that Krishna Shakti coming? He is coming in this future. Consciousness means. Krishna consciousness boils down to these two potentials that we are. Behind our job or behind our all the services, who we do. We earn money and then buy ice cream and then feel happy. This is mundane happiness. Attracts love in you, automatically it says, Sanatana Goswami Pad gives. what is the happiness, and what is the relationship with Krishna. It's the same thing, in a sense. But it has the two sides. So we talk about two sides. Before I go, go ahead.
Okay, you did. That the ego. Yeah.
Ego.
I got lost in all that, but the other day I think you were talking and it
yeah, that's what he did.
He made it sound easier when he said that. I don't know. Yeah.
Moment makes one day of them. Seven. No, it's not so easy. We are on seventh morning right now.
Another question. And then before the sun comes, the
following
the
same
time,
yeah.
Always the same time.
Following the draw.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like one in every 4,000.
Birth of Brahma. The seventh mono is, each mono is how many? You know? Not lot, 71. It's just a simple. Lot is bigger than 71. 71. The 28, end of 28, end of 28, the Dhapara comes. Monu and seventh monu, one each monu has a set. Okay. So here, this pastime is given that Uddhava was making arrangements for Yashodam. He is 18 times and 21 times. He is one of the biggest case if you wanted to know, just in one sentence, Tarata Bhidya or not like that. His mother was a great devotee. She was a staunch follower. So powerful, extremely powerful. Generally you hear about Ravana, you hear about Kumbhakarna, Tantabhatra, Sisupala, all this. But nobody talks about Tarata Bhidya. He is a very extremely powerful demon. Actually more powerful than a lot of Ravana and others. Even the Bali. Bali is so powerful, you know, when Ravana came to disturb while he is chanting his personality. So the Lord says, she says, I want my child to have a take over as much you want. This is the ultimate controlling and lording over. And no competition. He can kill anybody, but nobody can kill him. So the Lord already was clear with her. You know, when he did perform ekadashi, the Lord become only. Is joking there. All these boons is like a joking. But it's a serious. So then that's why Krishna had to come as a Parashuram. And he literally won the battle. But then after Parashuram, they killed the Parashuram. So after Actually, Prabhupada says that. Srila Prabhupada says this, you hear the translation of this song. If you try to, because I am the Gaurangera, the Gaurangera Namalaya, can you all chant Gauranga? Did you get love of Prabhupada? Means just name syllable. It is in Panchatattva, in complete understanding together, name is Gauranga. Oh, okay. That makes sense. So you have to understand Panchatattva together completely, inseparable. The first verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, first verse, it is Bande Guru Isha Bhakta Isham Isha Avataratam Tattata Shamsa Tattata. Plus Mahaprabhu, six together. These six together is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You cannot separate. If you think like Nityananda Prabhu is different, then something is wrong. But for performance, Leela discussion, we can say, is useless because the merge is into one or another. Vande Guru, Isha Bhaktam, Isha Avatarakam. Isha Avatar is free of this Acharya. Vande Guru, so Guru, Prabhupada. Vande Guru, Isha Bhaktan, Isha Bhaktan, Isha Bhaktan. Okay, good. Which prakar, manifestation? Nityananda Prabhu. Tat Shakti and energy. Yadada, what is yours? Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktam Nisha Avatarakam Tat Prakasam Sa Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Tam Om. Avatarakam Unlimited. But he Padmuta Acharya is the origin of all this avatar that came here. Because he is in the border. As you say, what about before? Prakasham
is here. They are all plural. Prakash is plural, Aitari is plural, Hakta is plural.
Yeah.
How is that is curious about that?
They're all together. That's why there is a chart. First is Swayam Bhagavan, then Prakat, then from Prakat of then Prabhat Prakash, then Vaibhav Prakash is Balaram. Goes on, then Vaibhav Prakash comes Sanskar, then from Sanskar to Canada. So then, why did I bring the Parashuram? Because but one time Kamsa, you know, Kamsa is very smart. When Kamsa came, he saw Parashuram. Then Parashuram said, I'll kill you now. You are the biggest demon. I already killed all this Kshatriya. Now you are the last one. Then Kamsa said, No, you cannot kill. You are not the god of killing. Demons, your god of killing Kshatriya who disobeyed their actually, if you look at that, there's a very fine line, you know, who comes for what. He said, you have descended to kill those rulers who disobey the rules. But I'm not a ruler. I mean, just a demon. I just act like a demon. Parashuram smiled, you are cheating us. Very well known in a sense, they used to be actually. They used to be scared. So then, after Parashuram healed, in scripture, there's a big story about it, how King Kuru. The benediction given that anybody dies in Kurukshetra will go to heaven. If anybody, even knowingly, unknowingly, even animal, Kurukshetra is very, that's why it's Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveta, Vibhishthava, Mamaka Pandava. Maharaj Kuru. You know, when Maharaj Kuru was plowing the field, Indra, he did not like this idea that anybody dies here, come to heaven, and heaven will be complete. Gifts are given. Prema Nama, the four four. Before Mahaprabhu came, nobody even thought about it. Prema Nama 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 Mahima. This the name, the pure love of God at a Braja mood, was never even, it is in the scriptures. It was in the scriptures, but nobody had any clue. A good example of Ramana Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayana. And a lot of our Lakshmi Narayana Bhakta also. But the main book, Vishnu Purana. In Vishnu Purana, Srimati Radharani is named, like special name, like this sloka. Seems like it. If you think like that sloka, where did it say? What? Vina prasad, without Radharani's mercy, you will never get my mercy. Even though it is in their book. Sometimes, you know, I was talking to this one. But in Vishnu Purana, this secret is given, but we never see anybody that they are like devout worshipper of Radha Krishna. So something like this. Only Mahaprabhu revealed it. Prema Nama Sravana Katha. Yeah, ever given before. We are so extremely fortunate. Not that we are proud of it. Then about Srimati Radharani, Radharani's devotion was never given before Mahaprabhu came. Who Radharani was, what is her contribution, what is her ultimate devotion to God, that unparalleled. Verses and Mahaprabhu give reference of Radharani's ultimate position is bringing from the That's why we see that sloka of the Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuna. Dharma Sankhya. That all these six Goswami, they studied all the scripture, they scrutinized it. What you are saying, this is extremely, but before Mahaprabhu came, going heaven is big deal. Literally, before Mahaprabhu came, 500 years ago. Highest, like Oxford or Cambridge to the west. Nobody is supposed to be like this. But they had only two functions was the main. Marriage. That was the based on religion. The birth, death, and get married. They are going back to God. Nobody even thought, nobody even knows. That's why even Mahaprabhu embarrassed. Why you know so much Shastra? You didn't care. Then you should have went back. In South India, so much, so deep conception of Krishna consciousness that he never gave to nobody. And I was disturbed. Why not in nobody? What's wrong with the Bengali? You know, it's like a little bit thinking on the body, quiet, like a young. But Mahaprabhu did not give in Bengal what he gave in South India. Why? The question can. And then he said, yes, Prabhu, any instruction? He said, I don't want you to stay here. Go back to Bengal. They cannot give up their rituals of birth, their Nitanda Prabhu, do anything. That's why he got married. He married two daughters, Mother Janavan and Boshida. So like this, the whole person took place because just
you mentioned that nobody had any clue about Radharani.
See, before we cannot say they because what is that word? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari Saparsada Siva Dhamma Saha. Appear before he comes, his parent has to come before he comes. So they are already him, it's him, along with him. But they come, whoever is older has to come before him. So like that, Mahananda Puri has to be now to start. That's why Prabhupada made this very significant. Few people only understood. Now, especially like. Mahaprabhu and Radharani and the story goes that all the blood became, so it became a holy place. So you know more story of the Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra became a holy place. It's very close. Huh? Okay, I'll end with that. Indra Dini one. Thousand bars is the biggest portion. 4,000 bars is only Jnana Kanda, and 10,000 is Upasana Kanda, and the rest, can you guess what it is? Karma Kanda, because everybody likes sense and jnana. The vast amount of for a while. But if you talk to the Hindus, it's difficult for them to understand, because everything is karma kanda. You do something to get something. It's a good deal, you know. Do you give yourself first before you give something. The surrender is first. According to karma kanda section, it says that up to 100 times, if in a different form, not as a Hindu. Is it, think what you are doing? He said, I'm plowing the field, because they have to plow the field. You know, the beginning of the jagna, they have to plow the field. What happened to this place, it ended with death, they will go to heaven. He thought, why you want to do this? So while, you know, people are poor, they're suffering, they need to go. somebody's asked, different guys asking, what do you think? You will. Yeah, you will be like. He knew that all this obstacle is coming, there is a reason somebody is trying to stop my job now. I'm trying for the welfare of all living beings. Please let me come. Then he goes. Anyway, back to this. Narad Muni one time, he traveled all over the world and he came. And he, Lord Krishna, through the Varnasram system, through the Brahmana, he motivated the whole world. You know, Kurukshetra is a place. You know who came? There was no enemy or friend. There was no Pandava, Kaurava. Adavas came. Everybody came. And everybody came for two purposes. And there is a gradation given by Sanatana Goswami Pada. Like, Varnasrami came because it says in the Shastra that anybody come on the solar, during solar eclipse to Kurukshetra, all his bad things will go away and good things will start happening. So the Yadavas, anybody come to Kurukshetra during solar eclipse, their devotion to Krishna will increase and they can. Will be filled with Brahmana. So they came for these two purposes. Everybody came for two purposes. Pandava will be destroyed and what they want to conquer or victory they will gain. So everybody gathered there and Narad Muni is fully aware of it. So that's why Narad Muni came to visit the Lord. And when Narad Muni, as Narad Muni entered in Dwarka, the Lord was in Sudharma Hall and they reported that Narad Muni So then Lord says, I'm so sorry, Narada. Is there anything bothering you? Said, oh yes. You go to in a private room with Lord and Narada. And then Lord asks that, is this, what is there bothering you? Is there somebody causing somebody that outside Dwarka? So no. Somebody within Dwarka? So yes. Narada said yes. Lord was shocked. Me causing you. Immediately fell at Narad Muni. Please give me a and you personally inviting the whole world. They are devastated, crying. They never ever can give up even for a moment thinking of you. And not only reveal so many secrets, that I just came through. In separation, she is trying to get out Krishna from her body. So she learned the yoga, she is putting all the Krishna in her every cell of the body to one point and as he came down and the gopi opened eyes and said, "Oh Narada, you spoiled my entire..." Narada Muni apologized and started laughing. Yoga. See the Lord in the heart. It's very funny. Narada Muni started laughing and laughing and laughing and telling the gopi, "You are so fortunate. I can't believe you're trying to meditate to get rid of him." But then he goes more inside by hearing the name, Radhikara Muni. But when he came to Dwarka, he was not happy anymore. He was really sad. Because how can you say you did? You are the one who gives permits. You know? Samiti chapi ekti bhaisnin purusha par, that I give the anumanta. Ever went to Vrajadham to invite them to come and meet you. The whole world is coming. They are going to meet you, they are going to stay for the celebration, for the solar eclipse, except the Vrajavasis. So Narada Muni cried, but they have so much love. I cannot imagine anybody has. I cannot think of them, because if I think of them, I cannot function anything. Stay away from them. But what can I do? I have descendants. Unlimited operation, unlimited devotees coming. And Krishna has to fulfill everybody's duty. Not taking it. Lord Krishna was very Then Krishna says, I do not know how. You tell me, please. I will do that. I will go and tell them. And we will see what happens. So, this way Narada Muni left. Narada Muni went and told. And Jiva Goswami Pad gives this. There are three types of love. Pure love. One is called they don't have a discrimination power. So what day is today? What time Krishna came? People, they don't think like this. They think Krishna will come. Separation, but they know he will come. So they are put into a position where they are happy and they are waiting, Krishna will come, Krishna will come, Krishna will come. But there is, among the coward boys, there are two groups. Those who are so intimately connected, they will come, and those who are like ghosts inner world and they see Krishna and their pastimes and they stay there, they don't have to come. But the Vatsularas, you know, like running out of the, like, if they cannot see Krishna, they so, according to Jiva Goswami Pad, he says, those are the Yashoda and all the coward boys or girls, they all packed up hard and refusing to take something. Even though this is about 50 years after it's almost 100 years. So at that time, it took almost over a month. They just walk. Since Krishna left, do you know how many times they took bath? Or they changed their clothes? None. They're so absorbed in separation from Krishna. Of course, it's also Siddhananda, pure. And it doesn't have a rotten smell enough there. What is called deodorant and all this. You cannot apply those ideas. It's a pure, they are such a man in the body. But still, out of great separation, they did not think it was necessary for anything to divert, to maintain a life without me. So they stayed like this and they walk. So, you can be. The yogi is going to look like you. Not a painting, you like yogi looks like a real. Never calm or anything like that. The Brajavasis are like this. And they're coming. place everybody knows. Besides the Hare Krishna devotee, Vrindavan was not well known. Thakur actually started it. Before was like a nobody, before Mahaprabhu nobody even knew. So then, when the Brajavasi finally arrived at Kurukshetra, so he's looking everywhere, Nanda Maharaj, 50 years, no bath, no breath, you know, like, can you imagine the look they have? Pure prem. Thank you. That did not look like a king or royal, you know, even though he's Maharaj. So then when they came, so Nanda Maharaj is thinking, on the road, there's so much discussion for months. Every day, the coward boys coming up with a new idea, they would ask Nanda Baba, just curious, Baba. Baba means father, out of loving, because Krishna calling Baba, so all the coward boys call Nanda Maharaj Baba. But actually Krishna was sending thousands of messengers. Siddha Goswami only mentioned so many messengers giving a details also. Prabhupada even mentioned in Nectar Devotion that and Mother Yashoda got so angry. She said, why are you telling me this? You're disturbing my mind. I wish I should. More. I don't know when Akrura came, probably again he came. Because in the past visit, there dramatic condition that she remained very motionless. Nanda Maharaj is like already worried, like very thinking what will happen is now. So, but then some or other, Uddhava, that's why we bow to Uddhava. Uddhava is really, so when Nanda Maharaj came, and all the Brajavasi, they're all in a big line, and Nanda Baba came at the gate, there are thousands and thousands of security. I came to see my son. So he's not practicing what to speak. He's just telling from his emotional thing. He came to see my son. So then she goes, Krishna, you mean the Lord? He's your son. So Nanda Baba heard it, that there's a rumor Nanda Baba heard that his son became a god, you know, in Dwarka, became a god. But he's thinking, all right, maybe they and who are you? I'm his father. The security guard, they all know Vasudev is the father. So they say, he has a father. How do you become a father? How do I prove it? He's my son. How can you say, ask such questions? That is there. I'm the king. So when he said, I'm the king, the security guard looked. And this is very nicely, Jiva Goswami Pada even give more details about this. That there was a big arrangement for all the 16,108 queens. Then has a four brahmana, each four brahmana has a hundreds of assistant brahmana. Mm-hmm. 16,000 wives, even though they have their own booth for the fire sacrifice, like we do here group. Noticing Krishna, some other in the center point, that he took off his crown. They never. And his wife wants to serve him, to take prasadam or to go to that. He takes. Queens felt a little disturbed, but Balaram is very kind. Raghunath Das Goswami he understood the Brajavasi has come, because they are also a Supreme God, and he with the millions of brahmanas, everybody is waiting for him to be here. So at front, and he will be right back. Do not move, do not need to be disturbed, everything is wonderful. this is inside going on. Same time outside, the head of the And who is this lady crying so much? This is my wife. That's Krishna's mother. Okay, well, he has a mother also inside. And who are these boys? That's his... Who are those girls? Those are his girlfriends. But he's married to 16,000 Amrit. While this commotion going on, he did such things that he forgot us and he made a huge, big, you know, town, city, lifestyle, and we are not even, he doesn't know that we are here. So while this that's what happened inside. Krishna all of a sudden before she could say the second name of Krishna, Krishna already all of a sudden the security guard heard that the Lord is coming in Balaram. Okay, I'll finish connecting. I was just bringing to the culmination anyway. Next week. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Hari Krishna Hari Bol Hari Ram 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 Hari Ram Hari Ram.